Baltimore's Police Department.
The Justice Department could announce an investigation today.
Cleaning up from southern storms.
We live in Tornado Alley. Of course we have tornadoes.
Tom Brady's first comments after the Deflategate report.
We earned and achieved everything that we got this year as a team.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. It's been 2 days since Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake asked for a federal investigation into charges of racism and discrimination within her police department.
Such an investigation is essential if we are going to build on the foundation of reforms that we have instituted over the past few years.
And she could have an answer very soon. Live to the White House, CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch could announce as early as today, Peter, that she's granting the mayor's request for a review of city police practices. The riots in Baltimore that followed the death of Freddie Gray in police custody happened on Lynch's first day on the job. She visited the city a few days ago and will now direct the Civil Rights Division to launch an investigation. She told the Senate panel yesterday, when there are allegations of police wrongdoing, the department has a responsibility to look at the evidence and, if necessary, implement changes. Peter?
Baltimore is not alone. 14 San Francisco officers are being investigated for racist and homophobic text messages. The district attorney there says as many as 3,000 arrests may have resulted in wrongful convictions. The FBI says it alerted police about a man suspected of terrorist activities just before he tried to shoot his way into an event featuring cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. They had no idea Elton Simpson was planning the attack. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
The FBI says it sent a bulletin to Garland, Texas police just 3 hours before the attack. The notice included a license plate number, photographs of one of the shooters, Elton Simpson, and said that he may have interest in the contest, but the FBI acknowledges it did not know Simpson and his accomplice, Nador Sufi, were on their way to Texas. And on Thursday, Garland police said it had no information at all that Simpson and Sufi were headed their way.
A police officer shot and killed both men after they shot and wounded a security guard outside the event. April employment figures are out. They show a rebound after a lackluster March. The Labor Department says 223,000 jobs were created. The unemployment rate dropped a full point to 5.4%, its lowest level since May 2008. The wave of severe weather in the Midwest and South is expected to continue through tomorrow, especially in southern Kansas, western Oklahoma, and parts of North Texas. The worst damage has been in the Oklahoma City area.
We lost everything. Got nothing.
At least a dozen people were hurt there, one killed. There was also heavy damage in North Texas. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Flames burned out of control.
Oh my God, a fire.
And lit up the sky.
This is an explosion and the gas well is burning behind these houses.
After an apparent lightning strike hit a Dallas area gas well Thursday night.
All right, this one means business.
Violent weather brought tornadoes and dangerous flooding to Texas.
Timing is everything, and for New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, the timing was all wrong last night to talk about the NFL's Deflategate report.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. There's still a process that's going forth right now, and I'm involved in that process, so whenever it happens, it happens.
Brady appeared at a previously planned Q&A session at Salem State University in Massachusetts. Bluebell Creameries apparently knew about listeria in one of its plants more than 2 years ago, but there were no recalls or shutdowns until several people got sick and one died earlier this year. Food and Drug Administration says an Oklahoma plant tested positive 17 times for listeria on equipment and elsewhere in the building from March 2013 through this past February. 70 years ago today, the end of World War II, President Harry S. Truman.
The forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
This morning in Paris, Secretary of State John Kerry was among those commemorating the anniversary at a wreath-laying ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe. It was supposed to be too close to call, but British voters have done the unexpected. CBS's Larry Miller is in London.
A victorious Conservative Prime Minister, David Cameron, went to campaign headquarters to tell staff there have been some good times in the past, but nothing compares with this election win.
This is the sweetest victory of all. Yeah.
A different reaction from the election loser, the Labour Party's Ed Miliband.
I'm deeply sorry for what has happened.
In a statement to his staff, Miliband says the rout was entirely his fault. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
And laid word that Miliband has just resigned as head of the Labor Party. Starting next year, the number two pencil will be a thing of the past for some students taking college entrance exams. CBS's Gary Nunn is live with more about a big change for the ACT.
The standardized test for high school achievement and college admissions is going high-tech for some takers. ACT is announcing that computer-based testing will be available next year in 18 states and other districts that require students, usually juniors, to take the test during the school day. About a million students will be affected. Because computers, laptops, and tablets are limited, the traditional ACT pencil paper test remains an option. Peter?
Russia's space agency says a Progress cargo ship that didn't make it to the International Space Station has burned up in the atmosphere. The unmanned ship was launched 10 days ago but spun out of control after reaching orbit. The next supply run is planned for next month. Scary moments for passengers on a Delta flight headed from Fort Lauderdale to New York when smoke filled the cabin. CBS News 60 Minutes producer Catherine Davis was on board.
It was a little nerve-wracking. They told all of us to put our heads down in our laps because the air would be fresher.
The plane landed safely in Charleston, South Carolina. It was, billed the fight of the century, but winner Floyd Mayweather says he's not interested in a rematch with Manny Pacquiao in an interview that airs tomorrow night on Showtime. Mayweather rips into his challenger for blaming his loss partially on a shoulder injury he says he suffered weeks ago.
He lost. He know he lost. And I lost a lot of respect for him after all of this.
He says he doesn't think Pacquiao's injury affected the way he fought. In that interview, he calls him a sore loser and a coward. New research says it really is so easy a two-year-old could use it.
In the survey of parents with children ages 0 to 8, 68% say their two-year-olds use tablets. 59% reveal smartphone use by their two-year-olds, while 44% report video game console use. ASHA spokesperson Deborah Dixon.
What are you not doing while you're sitting in front of a screen? You're not moving, you're not interacting, you're not engaging with others.
Another concern, hearing loss in young children from excessive noise exposure when using headphones. Deanna Lights, CBS News, Detroit.
A Denver family ends the week with the return of its lost dog, Lily. A Shih Tzu ran off on the 4th of July 4 years ago. She was found last month about 1,000 miles away in Illinois. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 8th, 2015. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.